This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference, your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hi everybody, this is Guy coming to you again from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013, and I would like to introduce you to my guest, Paul Fahey, president of Fahey Consulting. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Guy. It's good to see you.
Paul, for audience, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've been in emergency communications now for a little over a decade. I came in as the state director up in Massachusetts of the state 911 office, did that for 5 years, and then went to work for Cassidian Communications as their government affairs director. Just recently left there to start my own consulting practice, and I'm going to be doing some policy, governance, management consulting in the 911 space, and hopefully forward some of our ideas and our thoughts, particularly around next-gen 911, to a broader audience.
Great, great. We're here at the NINA conference, and we have been talking with people about the NINA I3 proposal for how we transition to next gen. And I'm sure there are a tremendous number of policy issues related to that. Anything specific that you'd like to talk to our audience about?
I think there are a lot of policy issues. Some of them are involving changing current legislation, current regulations and statutes, redefining things that don't exist in the current 911 world but do in the next gen 911 world. We're getting away from calls, we're getting away from analog, we're getting away from some of the traditional things. But there's one area I think we really need to focus on, and it's something I hope to work on with my consulting practice and my involvement in organizations like NINA and the Industry Council, and that is really educating policymakers about the need for next-gen 911. You know, we all live it, whether we're dispatchers or run centers or work in the industry or are involved in government directly related to 911. But for the other folks, elected officials, appointed officials, thought leaders, there's a lot going on in government these days. There's a lot of frustration about limited resources, and we need to compete with education and healthcare and transportation and security, a lot of other issues. And 911 as a system works pretty well. We know where it needs to be tweaked, and we know the promise of next gen. I'm not sure we're doing as well as we can in educating whether it's mayors or city managers or state legislators, policymakers that have to decide among all of these priorities and really focus money and resources on what we hope will be next gen 911. I don't think we're quite there yet, so that's something I hope to work on. I hope that NINA will continue to build on the work that they've already done in that matter.
The people who do the work in the 911 centers do such a great job of covering up for the weaknesses of the system. It's interesting that the only time you ever hear about the 911 system is when something bad happens, even though thousands of times every day great things happen.
Yeah, I think of it as sort of two different levels. If you're sort of at the first level, it's the existing system, and what do we need to do? You know, you need to replace your equipment, you need to hire people, you need to train them, you need to educate the public about how 911 changes from wireline to wireless and so forth. But then there's this higher level, which is the promise of next gen, of a digital environment, of IP networks, and of the kind of services that they can provide. And I'm just not sure that we have painted an adequate picture for decision makers who have to make decisions about providing money, whether it's federal, state, local, private, wherever the money's coming from, even some of the international initiatives that are going on. I'm not sure that we've painted a clear enough picture so that policymakers outside of our industry would say, hey, this next gen 911 thing has a lot of promise. Let's invest in this. So that's what I hope to work on. And in my own consulting practice, I hope to do that with government, with companies, with associations, with anybody who wants to continue that conversation. I'm interested.
It's definitely a language and a practice all its own. And without somebody like you to be able to guide people through, I can see how it's very difficult.
Yeah, it pretty much has to be me. No one else knows how to do it. So it's Fahey Consulting Group now. Obviously, there are lots of people.
You can tell he's from Boston, right? He has that Boston.
Yeah, and Guy, you have a hint of that accent yourself from time to time, which is why I like you so much. But no, I think there's a lot of people working on this. I don't mean to imply it's only me. But if one thing stands out for me, I've studied this from an academic perspective. I've worked in state government. I understand what it's like to be balancing all of these priorities. And I understand the value of 911 because I've been fortunate enough to work in the industry for the last 10, 11 years. But not everybody gets that. and educate people about the current system, but we really need to educate them about where we can go and really the promise of NextGen and what it can really mean. And enough of an education and enough of a priority that people are willing to spend money on it in really difficult times.
Thanks to Paul Fahey, president of Fahey Consulting. This is Guy Clinch, your APN podcast host, coming to you from the podcast zone at the NINA 2013. Thanks for listening, and continue to monitor the website for additional episodes. And this is Guy wishing you the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.